Kind of the top headline sports-wise were taken up by women's basketball this week, but a lot happened for men's basketball. Nassa Little and Coby White both declaring for the NBA.
Yeah, not unexpected, of course, but still leaves you wondering how far they could have gone this year and how can they get back to being a number one seed, an ACC contender. With so many losses, losing four starters in their top five scorers. I haven't really charted it out yet, but I think that's the worst attrition Roy's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the 2009 team, they lost the four starters, leaving only Deion Thompson. Danny Green was one of those starters because he replaced Marcus Guignard during the season. So that's probably, I remember thinking something about 78% of their scoring or something like that. But
there are a couple of things that happened in 2010 that we couldn't have even foreseen at this point in that season. But, yeah, it was already going to be kind of a big change.
Well, then you got Zeller and Ed Davis, both who went to the NBA, were hurt that season. Then you had Larry Drew, who never turned out to be a good point guard. And the interesting thing about Deion Thompson was that so much was expected of Deion, but when you consider that he was the fifth option in 2009, a lot like Garrison, and I heard the Inside Carolina guys talk about Garrison maybe moving to the four next year, but Deion had a lot more problems in 2010 when he was the focus of the defenses when Carolina got it inside. So we'll see. But I do think Armando Bacot, if he's as good as advertised, is going to be the best big man we've had here probably since Hansborough. Well, maybe not. Maybe Zeller and Henson. But that's a key. But I think it really boils down to Cole Anthony. If Cole Anthony is as advertised, and as advertised, he would be a nice replacement for Coby in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as tall, but certainly as quick, maybe quicker. And, you know, Coby didn't come in with the reputation of being a great outside shooter, but he did shoot the ball very well from three-point range most of the time, except for the 0-for-7 in the Auburn game. But so if Cole Anthony comes in and, you know, replaces Coby in so many ways, and maybe not in every way, but maybe then we'll add some things to the offense that Coby didn't, then I think you've got a pretty good team. Now, you know, Jeremiah Francis is a three-star. I don't know whether he'll help, but I think the improvement, and this is what Dean and Roy have done over the years, you always look at the roster and how are they going to improve, you know, from one year to the next. And Brandon Robinson, who was not a very popular player in terms of with the fans, developed into a very nice player, so you hope his improvement goes. But they've got seven guys at the core of Carolina basketball. You know, Manley, I've always thought Manley is more of an aircraft carrier than Garrison is because of his wingspan. So if Sterling can stay healthy, you know, that's a pretty good three-man rotation inside. And Cole Anthony's the key. I just don't think, I don't see it without him because of the way the guard has to score in an offense like that. A guard has to be a threat in order to spread the court and pull people away from the basket. So, and I don't really recruiting services, but, it, you know, it's in your face so much out there that everybody says he's coming to Carolina.
Right.
And so I hope they're right.
Yeah. Speaking with Art Chansky, so kind of made a big deal out of this statistic, and it's kind of been in the discussion, only 3 1-and-done players in the Roy era from 2003 up until this year, and now two more in Coby and Nas. Is that the sign of the times, or is that just kind of a fluke for this year?
Well, no, I think it's a sign of the times, but, you know, it's still within the framework of Roy's program, which he's always said, and a lot like Coach Dean Smith said, you know, when he pushed he wanted Phil Fort to go after the 1977 season, and Phil said, "Coach, who's going to tell my mama that I'm leaving school?" without graduating.
Yeah.
And he told James Worthy, you have to go because you broke your leg here as a freshman, and I don't want to risk that. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he broke his leg as a rookie for the Lakers. And then he pushed Michael out when Michael really didn't want to go. So that was the way he did it at a time where people weren't automatically going. So I think now the times have changed to the point, if you do have a freshman who's consistently been in the mock draft, the top 10 in the lottery, mm-hmm. most of the time it's going to go. Now, the difference, as I wrote this week, between Carolina and Duke is you still have the base at Carolina. When you're taking two, you didn't know both of them were going to go. Nasir was really higher in the draft mocks before, as the season started, and Kobe, I don't think, was barely in the first round, mm-hmm. and then he climbed steadily. So you didn't know the two were going to go. But, you know, at Duke, they have everybody who's coming is going. It's as advertised. And I think that's the sign of the times. If you do it that way, you're going to have to rebuild every year. And I think Carolina, once the scandal was over, now they're in the homes of many more five-stars than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think losing one or two, if you're recruiting well at the top of your game, and why wouldn't you want to go to Carolina? People are going to Duke because that's the way to the NBA. And so that's going to happen. But if you don't have the foundation beneath you, then you're in a box, because then you have to replace your whole team the next year in order to have a good team.
Yep, yep.
As opposed to, you know, filling pieces.
Speaking again with Art Chansky. So looking ahead to not next year, but this weekend, Carolina's not in the Final Four, Duke's not in the Final Four, but four really good teams are Michigan State, Texas Tech, and then Virginia Auburn tomorrow night. What do you think about the Final Four?
Well, I don't think much of it because we're not there. and I don't have much. I do have an interest.
State,
in,
though, come on.
I have Virginia. I really would like to see them win. I think Tony Bennett's a terrific person.
Glad to see him make the Final Four.
And obviously a great coach, yeah.
After last year, too.
And he had that statement on CBS right after that improbable comeback against Purdue, when they shouldn't have won that game. All the kid had to do is make one free throw. But he said, people don't know what this team went through, but I do.
Yep.
And so he was referring to losing to the 16 last year, and then all the ridicule and all the pressure they took. So it's good for them. And, you know, that whoever they play Monday night, if they get by Auburn on Saturday night, it's going to be a game because of the way they play.
Yep.
And it'll be interesting to see whether the specs of the dome in Minneapolis is going to change Auburn's hot streak. It'll be interesting to see just how tough Texas Tech is, because Michigan State is tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Duke is going to have its match physically in that game. And, you know, the shot went in at the end. And you know, good for them that they were able to do that. And, you know Izzo is a terrific coach. He's been there enough. He's going to have his team, his game plan well prepared, and his players are going to execute it, because there won't be any nervousness. They'll have them ready. Now, Texas Tech has got a very underrated team, and people are going to be saying that, you know, that they're not
right.
Experienced enough. They're too green to win the Final Four. But I think that game's probably a pick'em, because what I've seen of both Texas Tech and Michigan State, Texas Tech is probably a little more talented. You know,
only defensively they can shut teams down.
Yeah,
there.
And they're very rough physically. Now, I don't think, you know, anybody has a guard on the floor like Cassius,
mm-hmm.
who's just fantastic, because he's just like Izzo on the court.
I mean,
guy always makes the right plays, always where he's supposed to be, and that's so important in the Final Four. So I'll just say Virginia over Michigan State for the championship. How's that?
There you go.
I know you have it the other way
around. I got it the other way around, but I'll be okay if Virginia wins, too. after a few minutes to get over it, I'll be okay with Virginia. Art Chansky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a good Final Four weekend. Lonely, all alone, no team to... Oh, no.
I got
you.
A team.
You
I got a team.
You got the big green. That's
and
right.
So does everyone else in Chapel Hill, as thanks to Michigan State for knocking Duke out.
Exactly.
That's how it goes.